This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply and a check-in with Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So it's been another tough year for schools around the area heading into spring break here. Talk about what the school year has been like overall for you and the folks at Sutherland.
Well, I think we can all agree that it's been difficult to say the least. Obviously, not knowing from day to day or week to week how things are going to be. But I can tell you for us, once we got students back in the building, it got a lot better. We did have a short break between Thanksgiving and just after Christmas where no kids were in the building. All were doing CDL. But since that particular time, we've got all of our students back in the building, and it's been a lot better. The last 2 or 3 months have been great.
Just over a year ago, the governor announced the state of emergency. We began what people thought was going to be like an extended spring break, and then things kind of went crazy from there. Talk about what that was like.
Well, I think, you know, I think we talked about this last year also. Just not knowing was super difficult, and not having answers for parents and not having answers for staff and students was absolutely crazy. And once we got into the swing of things, it worked out okay. But then again, we get into summer and everything changes again. So it was extremely difficult.
For those times when you're dealing with comprehensive distance learning, or for those families who choose that option, do you feel like the quality of that has improved over the previous school year?
I would say it definitely has, and I think we've made some improvements in that just since the start of this fall. So it's a consistently, we have to learn consistently from what we do well and what we don't. So it definitely has improved, and I'm proud of our staff and community for sticking with it.
For the Sutherland School District, for those kids on CDL, has the technology been an issue in terms of some of the folks in outlying areas that maybe don't normally have as good a internet or Wi-Fi service?
Yes, that has been an issue, but we've been able to take care of that primarily with providing hotspots and equipment. And now, again, that we have students back on campus, those who are unable to access are able to come to campus. So we've been able to deal with it. And so far, so good.
With the guidelines from the governor going to effect soon, right after spring break, does anything change in Sutherland, or are you already there meeting those levels of in-person instruction?
At this point in time, not much is going to change regarding those guidelines. The big thing for us to add more students to classes, there'd need to be a significant change in the number of people we can have in a classroom, and that hasn't changed. So we're going to remain at this particular point in time with our K through 5 coming to school full time, and then grade 6 through 12 in the hybrid model. We're looking through some of those guidelines and seeing there might be some changes in how we're able to do music. But again, as far as overall structure, nothing has changed, and we'll continue with the same model.
And I know that was an 80-some page report or kind of guidance that came out a few days ago, and a lot to go through there.
There is a lot to go through. That, you know, most of the changes are highlighted, and I think we do discuss them as superintendents around the county. So there's been some discussions with that. But yeah, it takes some time to go through that, and realizing that we are we have all of our kids in school, as do all of the schools in Douglas County. I don't see a lot of change from that. So at this particular point in time, we'll keep going through the details and wait for the next change.
How are you dealing with COVID-19 cases as they come up?
You know, we've got significantly better at that as the year has gone on. All of our schools have a small team that if we have a case pop up within their school, they quickly get together and determine the number of students or staff that are in that cohort. They then begin calling the families of those who are in the cohort who need to be quarantined. We're in constant communication with DPHN and simply get those phone calls made and send the cohort information to Douglas County Public Health. So it happens fairly quickly, and sometimes it happens on the weekend, sometimes it happens in the evening, sometimes it happens during the school day. So we get on it pretty quick.
And that's been one of the challenges. It seems like talking to folks from different districts and just observing all of this as we report on it, that really any position practically in any school district is almost a 7-day-a-week job now.
I think it is. I think one of the things that we found is that, you know, trying to serve our students who are still in distance learning and serve our students who are in class at the same time puts a lot of stress on teachers. We've tried to eliminate that as much as we can. And so, for those staff, they're working a lot over the weekends. And I think our administrative staffs are doing the same thing. So, yeah, it's become a bigger chore for sure.
What are your hopes for the remainder of this school year?
Obviously, my hope would be that we could get every kid in school every day. I personally don't see that happening unless, again, some major changes in the guidelines. But I see that my hope is that we can continue doing what we're doing, serving our kids the best we possibly can in the manner that we are, and that our kids are able to participate in athletics and able to be on campus and have some sort of normalcy, and that our staff come out of this happy and healthy and look forward to a different year next year.
Will anything extra be offered this summer for students who are behind due to all the changes this year?
Yeah, we're working on doing some expanded summer school options. We don't know exactly what that will look like. I sound like a broken record, but that all really depends on guidelines and what we're allowed to do over the summer. We, again, want to get more students in who may have fallen behind because of this. But again, that really depends on the number of students we can have on campus, the number of students we can have in classrooms. Yes, we are going to definitely expand what we offer for summer school. We just don't know exactly what that looks like at this time.
What about the psychological impacts? What have you seen for kids just dealing with this past year?
Kids are resilient and they'll be okay. But we're seeing that there is, a higher level of stress among kids, a higher level of anxiety. And for us, in the limited time that we have with them, whether they be distance learning or they be on campus, it's more difficult for us to serve their needs. So, yes, there's definitely some heightened anxiety for students, and we're doing our best, again, to deal with that and serve them the best we possibly can.
All right, Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District. Out of time for now, but thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN, the morning conversation, a presentation of Garrett's at Building Supply.